Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church. For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.
People connect, families grow, lives change. People connect, families grow, lives change.
Actually, what I have today is a sermon, but not just a sermon. I have a word from God. I spent about 3 days with God speaking to me, and this thing is in my spirit. I already preached it Thursday night at our church in Florida, and it's God. But before I go start the message, I want to tell a joke or two because I'm ready to have some fun. Anybody in here ready to have a joke or two? Come on, raise your hand if you're in here. So Jesus and Moses and this kind of old Ancient of Days, we're out playing golf, you know, and so all of a sudden Jesus tees up and he hits it, and man, it goes, and it's getting ready to hit the lake. And right when it gets to the lake, it begins to kind of float on the water and walks on the water and goes about a foot from the hole. Moses comes up and he hits it, and man, it goes, and it's just about to hit the water again, and the water parts. It rolls up on dry ground, and it's about 6 inches from the hole. And then this old Ancient of Days comes up, and he hits it, and it goes the wrong direction, hits a barn, comes down through the guttering, falls down the downspout of the guttering, and a giant eagle comes by, picks it up, and drops it, a hole in one. And Moses looks at Jesus and says, "I hate playing golf with your dad." Y'all got time for one more? Come on, raise your hand. All campuses, one more. Even if you don't, I'm going to tell it. You might as well appease me. Raise your hand. It's this lady, she's about 50, Scott. She's, she's getting ready to go have basically open heart surgery. So she asks God, she says, "God, how much more time do I have? Because, I don't want to have this if I don't have a lot of time left." He said, no, you got 40 more years. So she said, "Well, if I got 40 more years, I'm in the hospital having a little work done. I'm going to get my eyes done, get my neck done, and get some stuff." Come on, somebody ought to say amen and get some work done. She's sitting there for a while. She finally recovers, and she goes outside. She's getting ready to walk across the street. A bus hits her. She winds up in heaven. She says, "God, I thought you said I had all these years left." He said, "I'm so sorry. I didn't recognize you." All right. Somebody shout, "I didn't recognize you." Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 34. "Thus says the Lord God of hosts, my people who dwell in Zion, do not be afraid of Assyria. He will strike you with the rod and lift you up his staff against you in this manner. For yet a little while," everybody shout, "a little while." Come on, one more time, "a little while." "For yet a little while the indignation will cease in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts will stir up a scourge against them and slaughter Midian. And his rod was on the sea, and he lift up that manor in Egypt, and it shall come to pass in that day." I want you to underline that. Let's say that together. All campuses shout, "It'll come to pass." "That this burden," here's our text, "that this burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing." Everybody shout, "the anointing." The anointing is talking and referring to Jesus. We know the anointing means to rub in, to smear on. There's an anointing. The Bible said that the anointing of God removes burdens and destroys yokes. And here in this passage, it says that in that day it shall come to pass that the burden will be taken away from your shoulders and this yoke off of your neck, and it will be destroyed. Now, this past week I was praying and asking God what he wanted me to preach, and there's oftentimes where I just get sermons, and that's good and fine, but then there's times where God says, "Hey, I want you to focus for the next few days, like probably 55, 60 hours on a sermon that's only going to take about 30 minutes to preach, maybe, if you're lucky." Mm-hmm. I might keep you longer just because you need it. Y'all look like you need it. Look at your neighbor and say, "You look like you need it." And God began to speak to me about the yoke being on people's neck, that some of you have been yoked up with bondages and problems. In 2014, you thought was going to be your year, but the obstacle seems to be around your neck, and you don't know what to do. But I'm here to tell you that this very weekend is the weekend that God is getting ready to remove that burden off of your neck and getting ready to destroy it for you. Now, I have this little tool right here that Nicole uses. Nicole, my wife, she was married. She was looking for love, and she had this little boy named Austin. A single parent, worked her way through college, triple degree. Guy is a nurse, ends up beating her, ends up getting addicted to prescription drugs, and then that leads, some of y'all know that one drug leads to another drug, and now he's strung out doing crack. I don't know if you know it or not, but you need to say no to crack. Crack's a bad thing, unless you're a plumber. You see them all the time. It's just equal. But now she's beat down. This guy has broken her ribs, dislocated her back. And here we are, now married almost 17 years later. She still has this little thing right here, and she puts this thing around her neck. And Todd, run up here real quick. You got a skinny neck. I'll put it on you real quick. So every night before she goes to bed, she will take this, which will fit around pretty much anybody's neck. She puts it around her neck, and she begins to pump this thing up, and it stretches her neck up, okay? Turn to your neighbor and say, you need a checkup from the neck up. So this thing will fit Todd. It'll fit whoever. Just sizes right around. Thank you, Todd. Give it up for Todd. It sizes around your neck. This takes all the problems that happen in her neck and all the pains in her neck. You're thinking about people right now, aren't you? All this stuff. It starts lifting that off of her shoulder, and it relieves the pain. Now, 17 years later, she's still doing that. She didn't tell me this when we got married. When I met her, she had like this little wiggle and giggle, and she had on eyelashes and extra hair I didn't know that wasn't hers, and eyelashes that wasn't her, and fingernails that wasn't her. And she didn't tell me anything about this. But now, some nights, I look over, and there she is with this on. No makeup, no eyelash. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. And I just look over, and this thing, you don't want to take a selfie with this on. It's like... She can't get rid of this thing around her neck because of something that happened back then. And I'm here to tell you today that there's a lot of things in our past, the addiction that's been driving you crazy, the situation that's driving you crazy, and it's limited your mobility. It's limited your actual field of vision because you can't even see the possibility of living free from this burden that the devil has put around your neck. But I'm here to tell you today that the anointing of the Lord is here to remove burdens and to destroy yokes and let the oppressed go free. Somebody ought to help me today. I'm saying, can you see yourself not being restricted? Can you see yourself not being bound by this junk anymore? It's distorted my perception. It's limited my views. It keeps my personality freaked out because I'm not allowing the anointing to destroy it. Now, I love that there where it says, if you go back to the verse, it says, the burden will be taken away from your neck. It doesn't say your burden. It says the burden. Everybody shout the burden. That burden, the burden. It doesn't say your burden. Some people begin to sign for things that they shouldn't sign for. If you get a big old package of snakes, you know, UPS man comes up and says, hey, we got 150 rattlesnakes. Will you sign here? My suggestion to you is no, thank you. Don't sign for it. The devil come knocking and trying to put this thing up on your neck, and it's not your burden, it's the devil's burden. And now here's the problem that I have with self-help groups. Number one, you can't help yourself. If I could help myself, I'd already help myself. Look at your neighbor and say, you can't help you. If you could help you, you'd already helped you. But the fact is, the greater one on the inside of you is the one that's on the inside of you saying, I'm about to strip that thing off your neck, and it's not going to hold you any longer. I don't care what didn't happen, what could have happened, what should have happened. I'm telling you right now that God is now ripping that old yoke off to anoint you and put a new yoke on you. Now, what's this new yoke? The Bible said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. There are good yokes. Everybody shout, there are good yokes. Come on, say it like you had breakfast this morning. Good yokes. You ever seen two oxen hooked up, yoked together, and pulling in the same direction? That's a good yoke. There's more power when those two get together, way more than just one. It multiplies to the 10th time when they get yoked up together and they're pulling in the same direction. And that's why the Bible said, not only take my yoke, but he says, don't be unequally yoked. See, a lot of y'all hooked up with the wrong person, and they're pulling this way, and you're pulling that way, and that's why you're never getting anything done. You feel like, I just can't get this off of my neck. It's because you married the wrong person. And what do? Well, try to get them saved. Come on, somebody ought to say amen up in here today. But I saw a guy the other day. I said, sir, your wedding ring is on the wrong finger. He said, yeah, I know, I married the wrong woman. But if you get yoked up, not just in marriage, let's talk about getting yoked up with the wrong business partner. If you get somebody in your organization that begins to self-sabotage everything that you're trying to do, you're pulling this way, they're pulling that way, and you can't focus on what God called you to do because you're too focused on trying to straighten them out, and they are a yoke around your neck. And God said, if you'll allow me today, I'm telling you, I will heal you, and you won't have to spend the rest of your life with limited mobility, limited vision. Somebody ought to get excited today. You can come out of this because of the anointing. Everybody shout, the anointing. Come on again, what? And if you keep reading, it says this burden will be taken away from your shoulders and it shall be destroyed. Destroyed. It didn't say that it would be messed up. It'd be slightly jacked. No, it would be destroyed. When the anointing comes upon you and that addiction that held you, when God begins to do something and he strips this off of you this very weekend, I promise you that you are not going to be comfortable saying, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. Now, you have tendencies to always be bound by pornography. You have a tendency to always be bound by this addiction or that addiction, but that's not you. You say, what are you talking about? I'm going to introduce yourself to you. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become brand new. So you're no longer, my name's Bob, and I'm an alcoholic. No, my name's Bob, and I am a Christian. I am redeemed. I am revived. I'm going somewhere to happen. If God be for me, who can be against me? It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. I'm telling you, stop being comfortable with this thing around your neck. You've gotten used to being yoked up to the wrong thing. Come on, even if you're white, say it. Some of y'all need to tan like I do and you get some soul in yourself. You can't do this alone. Self-help groups, they're fine, but you need somebody to yoke up with a good yoke. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. When you go to Faith Church or you're watching the program, what you're doing is you're hearing the word. And the Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12 and 2. Be not conformed. You're not doing it alone anymore. The enemy's got to fight all of us. If he's going to fight one of us, if we all hang together, we won't all hang separately. I'm saying that when God comes on you and with you, you're not alone. If Michael Jackson was here, I'd have him sing it right now. I am not alone. I love that song. You are here with me. I'm going to go home and download it again. Look at your neighbor and shout, I'm not alone. You're not alone. You're not an alcoholic. You're not a drug addict. You're a problem who, you had problems in the past. Some storms you even created yourself. Some people do create their own storm and then complain when it rains. You married her knowing she was jacked up. You married him knowing he didn't have a job. You knew you weren't supposed to get in business with him, so you strapped the yoke upon yourself. Nicole knew she didn't. She knew she needed to wait for me. Come on, somebody ought to say amen in here. I ain't never hit her. I hit on her. That's how I got it. I saw her and I said, can I have your number? Because I lost mine. She said, that's the dumbest line I ever heard. She walked away. When she was walking away, I said, are those space pants? Because your butt looks out of this world. Oh, yeah. I know y'all thinking, they didn't say that at my church. Well, we're not at your church. We started this church. We do church the way we want to do church. This ain't a normal church. Somebody ought to say, it ain't normal. You know I'm not normal. You know you're not normal. The world ain't normal. The people trying to act normal, they're the ones. They're not normal. God is going to destroy this yoke that is around your neck. Look at your neighbor and say, it's coming off my neck. It's coming off my neck. You could have been married by now if this thing wouldn't have been on your neck. You'd have been a preacher by now if it hadn't been on your neck. You would have owned your own business by now if it hadn't been on your neck. But we've been trying to figure out in our brain how this is going to happen. Now, when I said jokingly a while ago about my buddy Todd, you need a checkup from the neck up, what I was really showing you is all the problems that you have in the world are really not in your toe, not in your elbow, they're in your head. The problems that you have, the battlefield that you and I have is in our mind. So this yoke there's no doubt the reason why the Bible said this thing that's on your neck, it's on your shoulders. Man, I feel like I got the weight of the world on my shoulders. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, good thing you hooked up with me, because I can tell you what you're going to do. When I owed $6 million, I had trouble sleeping at night. I didn't know what I was going to do. I got the weight of the world on my shoulders. But then now that I owe $13 million, I sleep great and the bank stays up. Y'all see what I'm saying? You don't freak out anymore. You just go around and say, the weight is not on my shoulders, because it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by His Spirit. And my God meets all of my needs according to His riches. I'm stripping this thing off so I can enjoy the rest of my life, because I don't know how many years I got left, but 2015 is my year for a miracle. 2015 is my year to start the business. 2015 is my year to advance. I'm telling you, God is going to take it off of your neck, but you got to stop being comfortable with, where's my thing at? Don't do it alone. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not alone. Sing it, I am not alone. No, you don't have to do it. Now, Genesis 27, verse 39, and his father Isaac, you ought to read the story on your own time. It's the story of Isaac and Jacob. And Isaac answered him and said, you'll be dwelling with me and away from the earth's riches and away from the dew of heaven above, and you will live by the sword, and you will serve your brother. Here's the key. But when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke off your neck. When you grow restless, you will throw this yoke off of your neck. At some point, the anointing gets so thick upon your life, and I prophesy to you right now, all campuses, I prophesy to you that the anointing right now leading into 2015 is starting to increase upon your neck, and no longer, there are even people in the building today that this wouldn't fit around your neck. There's an anointing that comes upon your life that the Bible says that the anointing fattens your neck. In other words, if I were going to title this message today, I would title it, I'm getting too fat to have this around my neck. I'm too fat for this. I this ain't going to fit anymore. It restricts my thinking. It cuts off my circulation. I can't really enjoy I'm too fat for this. Because what God is going to do with you, first He has to do in you. And He's doing a work in you right now. And the devil's trying to say, he's trying to get you excited. Oh, this probably isn't for you. No. You need to say, I am too fat for this. So tomorrow, I'm not going to let the devil put that yoke around my neck and say, I'm going to die of the tumor. No, I'm not. I'm going to die of it. No, I'm not. And to get rid of the fear of death, let me tell you this. Everybody's going to die. I love what Oral Roberts said one time. I used to sing for him on his program when I was a kid. A reporter came up to him and said, you know what, Brother Roberts, you prayed for that guy and he died. And he said, everybody I pray for is going to die. Isn't that good? Everybody's gonna die. Don't stop living because you're afraid of dying. You're called for more. You're anointed for more. You're supposed to start the business. You're supposed to advance in the kingdom. But if you're restricted over who abused you, who have normally used you in the past, you'll keep this stupid thing around your neck. And I'm telling you, this thing looks goofy on anybody. This yoke that the enemy and the enemy puts on you restricts your mobility, it restricts your thinking, it limits your field of vision, and you'll get to thinking that you have to be this way because you've always been this way. Shout, I'm not alone. Shout again, I'm not alone. God joins you together with other people. 1 Kings chapter 19, check this out, verse 3. And when he saw this, he arose and ran for his life, and he went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he left his servants there. Notice he's alone now. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and he sat down under the juniper tree, and he prayed that he might die. This is the story of a brave man named Elijah. We're talking about Rambo, boom. Arnold, I'm here to bump you up. Talk about man's man. Calls down fire from heaven. Incredibly anointed. Doing all kinds of wild signs for God. And then he got tired. And he allowed this woman to put this thing around his neck. And now he's not thinking properly. Remember I told you a minute ago that most of our problems happen up here. We need a checkup from the neck up. So in your life and in my life, we must get to the point to where we say, okay, am I thinking these thoughts because I'm just tired? Elijah wouldn't have thought this way. He wouldn't have ran from one woman. You call down fire from heaven. You kill thousands of men. You are a warrior, and now you're afraid of some girl, and you're under the tree going, I want to die. God, let me die. Well, first of all, that's not the truth, because if he wanted to die, why is he running from her? Because she wants to kill him. Sometimes we lie to ourselves. We need to realize the real lies that we tell ourselves. I tell myself all kinds of real lies, and then I realize that the problem is not with them, and it's not with they, it's with me. And by the way, while we're here, people will tell you, they don't like your message. They don't like. I hear that all the time. People come up to me, and they go, they don't like that you wear jeans with holes in them. They don't like that you wear a suit. They don't like that you wear a tie. They don't like that you don't wear a tie. I figured out, and this will set you free your whole life. Here's what how I got this junk off my neck. I figured out that they is them. They is them. So if you drill down on the person, say, who, show me, let's go talk to the person about my tie. Well, I don't want to give them up. Come on, somebody ought to help me. I'm talking about, you'll only know this if you're a leader. If you're quiet right now, I'm assuming you, they. See, the loudest boos come from the cheapest seats in your life. People will throw stones at you and throw rocks at you, and then now you're tired, you're emaciated, you're exhausted, you got this junk around your neck, and now you're under a tree going, God, I just want to die. I just want to die. I feel so alone. I'm the only one that this ever happened to me. It's Christmas time, and all other churches, they have Pastor Appreciation Day, and my church doesn't do jack for me. Nobody gives me a card. If they do give me a card, they don't put any money in it. They act like that. See, some people call prayer when it's griping to God. Come on. The Father already knows what I have need of, so I don't have to try to suck up to them when I sucked up to him, and he blesses me. He takes care. That's what keeps your church small, trying to have Pastor Appreciation Day. Try to help the world, and you'll get rich. Because God will bless you coming in and bless you going out, and everything your hand touches turns to good because of the anointing. I'm shouting again. It's the anointing that removes burdens and destroys yokes. And sometimes when you get real anointed, you'll be like, I lost my friend. They were a yoke. Come on, this is no yoking matter right now. Come on, somebody, how come they didn't get to go with me? God wouldn't allow them. It will restrict your vision. See, you climb up to the top of your ladder, your business just started. You can't take everybody with you. You're trying to climb up the ladder with your hands in a pocket. Never going to work. You can't climb up your ladder carrying all your junk and all your funk and all your neighbors. You got to go up for you, and they got to go up for them. But if they are restricting your mobility because you're worried about what they say, you got to let them go and invite him in so he can say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. I'm saying God's about to take the yoke off your neck. But you can't swat at him when he's doing it. Let me help you with that. Don't touch me there. I still kind of like doing that. Don't touch me there. That's my late night booty call. Don't touch me there. I'm not saying it's here. This is going to all campuses. Don't feel guilty. That could have been a word of knowledge for somebody somewhere else. I don't know. If you don't look so scared, we won't know it's you. I'm saying that God begins to do something in you first. That's what he's doing right now. Shout, he's doing something in me so he can do something to me, so he can do something through me to affect the world. So back to Elijah. He's got this yoke around his neck. He's freaked out. He's under the tree crying, let me die. And here's what God has to say. You're going to love this because this is a to-do list for everybody, every campus. You're going to love this. God tells him, he says, go to sleep. Wake up and eat, and go back to sleep. Come on, we can do that right now. I'm saying, here's your prescription from God. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm freaked out. The Lord said, go to sleep, get something to eat, and go back to sleep. Now, I love this. People talk about, don't eat before bed. I agree. Eat in bed. It's much better. Eat in bed, get up in the morning, be disciplined, and run around the block four times, then kick the block back under the bed and go back to sleep. I'm telling you right now that it's not as hard as you think. You're thinking you're wrestling with her. You're wrestling with him. You're wrestling with it. When really, you're wrestling with God, and he's knocked your hip out of place, and you're wrestling because the anointing is trying to push you into this new zone, but you're slapping out what God's saying. Don't pray. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, heal me. Oh, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, God, help me, help me. God's like, go to bed, shut up, eat, and get back up. I got this. I am not alone. He is here with me. Some of y'all act like you don't like Michael. Get out of here. I'm telling you, you're not alone. I got a tumor. You had a tumor. I got addiction. You had an addiction. I got a problem with her. You had a problem with her. And listen, while we're on this right now, sometimes the yoke that's around our neck that constricts the anointing and the blood flow to our head. The reason why we keep making bad decisions in our head is because we're not thinking properly, because we're restricted through unforgiveness. I was asked this last week at our church in Florida by a very brilliant doctor, Mr. Tallahassee. Incredible, bright mind. He said, I've tried to write them a letter, and I've tried to get them to forgive me, and they won't forgive me. Pastor, what do you think I ought to do? And I said, you can get along with them, and they don't have to get along with you. How do you go to school for that? I don't have all the degrees he got. Look at the grammar even there. All the degrees he got. But it doesn't matter if you're educated. It doesn't matter if you went to seminary. It matters if the anointing is on your life. Then he sends somebody like me into your world to tell you, somebody ought to help me today, that you got to let them go so God can let you go. You need to just watch a Disney movie. Let it go. Let it go. Do you want to build a snowman? Some of you are too old. You don't even know. You don't have kids or grandkids. Let it go. Let it drop. Leave it, let them go. Elijah needed to realize this thing around my neck with this woman really isn't a big deal. God's going to handle it. Go to sleep tonight. Get something to eat. Go to sleep. Then get up. Get something else to eat. And then go back to sleep. And then just wake up knowing this isn't going to kill me, but the anxiety about the thing could kill me. And I'm not going to make good decisions, and I'm actually letting some woman chase me. Who said what? Who is she? If he was thinking correctly, he wouldn't have been freaked out. But you got to be careful when you exempt the anointing from your life and you let the devil keep pumping this thing around your neck. You better defend yourself. You better deal with that. If you don't deal with them, they'll deal with you. If you tolerate that, you'll live with that the rest of your life. God's going to take care of them. People talk about me all the time. People are probably blogging about me right now. But I am happy because I am not alone. He is here with me. I can't worry about them because the anointing stripped my concern about them off of me, so I don't wind up under a tree like Elijah saying, man, it just got too hard. I don't know what I'm going to do. We're going to trust in the Lord with all our heart. We're going to lean not to our own understanding, acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God, and him will I trust. I'll tell you what I'm going to prophesy over you right now. Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. I'll tell you what I'm going to prophesy over you. Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes you are healed. You need to pull this thing off of your neck and say, I'm too fat for this. I'm too fat for this. I'm not putting this back on. Not another day in my life am I going to say, this is always the way I behave, because that's the way I did behave before God released it up off my shoulder, pull it up off my neck. I'm destined for greatness. I'm called and appointed. I'm pushing through to the next level. I don't care who it separates me from, who it identifies me with, because God has now stripped it off of my neck. Come on, give God some crazy praise today. I'm praising him better than your amen. Come on, take 15 seconds and praise God. Come on now, Pat. I said somebody ought to praise him like they believe this in here today. Woo! Now, because I decided today that I wanted to preach a long time, because it seems like that all campuses need therapy this weekend, and due to the holidays, perhaps we need to increase your dosage. Look at your neighbor and say, a merry heart does good like a medicine. Tell them. My tithes, I love you. You should see my wife and my daughter-in-law, they're going. Beyonce. That's how much I don't care. But I do care. So I'm going to preach a little bit long today since I'm not going to travel. I figure I could either do travel time or I could do preaching time. And you need preaching time. Look at your neighbor and say, you need preaching time. Mark 11, verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem, they came to Bethphage and the Mount of Olives. And Jesus sent two disciples, saying unto them, go to the village ahead of you. And just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there that has never been ridden. Notice God doesn't want you driving anything used. Untie it. Everybody shout, untie it. Shout it again, untie it. Untie it and bring it to me. Notice this thing is bound up, but God says, untie it and bring it here to me. If anyone asks what you're doing and why you're doing this, tell them the Lord needs this. I love that. Tell them the Lord needs. God said, hey, go down there and steal me a donkey, but if they ask about it, tell them the Lord needs this. Maybe you ought to go to the bookstore today and take a CD, and if anybody asks, you say, the Lord needs this. They went and they found the colt outside in the street corner, tied by the doorway. One translation that I like the best, it says, at the crossroads. Everybody shout, the crossroads. Now get this. Jesus is saying, I am now coming into my new anointing. I am now getting ready to be crucified. I'm going to take on the sin of the whole world, and I want to do it not on a stallion, not on a highly trained animal. I want to be lowly and humble and prove that I'll ride things that aren't that confirmed and the confirmation's not there and it's not registered. Somebody ought to shout amen. I'm saying, God's saying I'm going to use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I can't because of my education. Strip that off your neck. I can't because I... Shut up! Stop telling me why you can't. When God said... You can do all things through Christ, the anointed one, who strengthens you. Stop saying, if I said I can't, I'd still be at 1416 Larkin Williams Road preaching to the same 180 people if they're still alive. But I said, God, use me. I'm stripping off the fact that it took my dad 30 years to get here. And then everybody was prophesying to me, saying, you're going to have double. You're going to have the double. You're going to have the double. You're going to have the double what your dad had. And then I realized, I don't want 400 people. And then Jesus spoke to me and said, you don't want double what your dad had. You want the Jesus portion, which is limitless, which is over and above all you could ever. Somebody ought to help me today. All you could ever ask or think according to the power that works within you. So that's what I was saying. I'm not here to brag on me. Had a great team that was anointed. Some of the people that started are not here. And some of the people who started are here. But at the end of the day, we built a great big church that saved a whole lot of people and just built the biggest playground that Haiti's ever had. And the president it's coming to dedicate it because it's just that big. Hashtag bam, I am alone. God blesses you so you can be a blessing. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Amen. So your God says, go untie this, and that's what you're doing right now. Go untie the donkey. He's at a crossroads. Here's what I want to suggest to you right now. If God had untied you earlier, you would have probably took the wrong road. Some of you didn't get that right though. I said, if God would have untied you 3 years ago and you were at this crossroads like this donkey, you would have went to the left when favor is always to the right. And so God waited to this time in space to release you in the year of open door, the end of 2014, so you and I don't come dragging into, oh, I got to take all the stuff with me. You can't take this crap with you in 2015. Come on. I'm going to dig down a little bit more because y'all still looking like you're constipated. Like, I need to... I can't. I'm like X-Lax. I'm gonna loose you in here today before you leave. A friend of mine not long ago, he went to spend the night at my house. And when he came over, everything was fine. He's having a good time. And then it got close to bedtime, and he realized, I forgot my pills. I gotta have my pills to go to bed, and I gotta have my pills to get up, and I gotta have the pills to close my mind. And I realized, man, I forgot about people on pills. Because my dad was that way. You leave in town, you got to take his Xanax, his Prozac, and all. I'm not condemning anyone for those medicines. I believe in medicinal help to get you right until the Lord gets you right. But a lot of times the problem to getting us, our brains numb is because we had this yoke around our neck. But I began to pray with him, and I said, tonight's going to be the night that you're going to sleep just with melatonin. Melatonin is just a thing that your body naturally makes, and we put that in him. And you know what? He told me the next day, he said, man, I slept like a baby without my pills. God came to loose you. God came to get you uncomfortable with this thing around your neck. Come on, move your neck just by faith, just by faith on the outside. Shout, I'm too fat for this. I'm too fat for this. Come on, shout like you had breakfast. I'm too fat for this. God is about to untie you. And when God untied that donkey and he said, hey, bring him to me, then God fulfilled the destiny upon the donkey. We're still talking about him every Palm Sunday. When God unties you, it's never just for you. It's for the people that are around you. And so he wants to get you unrestricted and get you uncomfortable with being comfortable with being uncomfortable. You got used to being an alcoholic your whole life. You got used to always being in strife and jacked up and in discord. And it's just, and it's always hard. It's not hard. Let's shout it. It's not hard. What do you got to do? Here's what I want to tell you to do. Go get something to eat. Anybody know step number two? Go to bed with the person you're married to. Because if you're married, then you can sing, I am not alone. But if you ain't married, you need to be alone. Talk to her on the phone. God,
I feel so alone. Do you hear me on the throne?
That's not politically correct. I'm not running for office. I am a preacher who's going to go to heaven, and God's going to look at me and say, why didn't you tell them the truth? And I said, God, I was scared of those people. There's a lot of people, and they were uncomfortable. And I'm just going to go, I told you. As we close, look at your neighbor and say, he's closing, he's closing, he's closing. He's almost done. Hang on. Let's go back up and just look at the opening text. This burden will be taken away from your shoulder and this yoke from your neck. This yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing removes burdens and destroys yokes, but first you got to strip it off. First, you and I got to let it go. And as we go into 2015, don't take all that drugs with you. Don't take all that baggage with you. Don't take all those people that you know you were supposed to leave in 2012 into this new road. Maybe that's the reason why the blessing has been blocked. There are blessing blockers, and there are people that will keep you back and hold you back when God wants to take you to this new level. Now remember, every new level, there's a new devil, but the increased anointing will shove that stuff off of you, and you will not have to continue this lifestyle that you've been in for a long time of just being miserable and not feeling totally right and not being totally happy, and you're not... feeling free. You feel restricted and constriction. Every head bowed and every eye closed, all campuses. I want you to raise your hand so God can see it. How many would raise your hand and say, Pastor, this was to me. I had to hear this. Come on, let God see it. Let God see it. Come on, at home, all over, let God see it. Put it down. Now open your eyes for 1 minute. I want to look at you again. All campuses in here, God gave me this word for you. And the reason why you feel like it was just to you, because the Holy Spirit is just that unique. He's just that personable, and he's just that personal. And he gave me this word, and you can't imagine. I did 6 pages, and I have over 35 pages of notes, maybe 40. And I'll only give you 6. I studied. I got it in me. And in me was this thing that I was trying to deliver out to you, for you not to judge yourself with judgmentalism, but you to judge yourself and say, man, I do need to quit this, and I do need to clean that up because I need God's blessing to flow in my life. So let's all bow our heads and let's pray this prayer. I want you to pray it. Say, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to help me move forward. I decree and declare that this yoke, come on, shout it loud and strong, this yoke is not my yoke. This thing on my neck is not mine. I'm tired of carrying all this weight on my shoulder. I'm going to pull it off today because I'm too fat for this. The anointing has increased around my neck, and I'll never be the same. I'm going from glory to glory, faith to faith, victory to victory because of the Spirit of the Lord that is upon me. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Come on, give the Lord a big shout. Give him a hallelujah. Come on, give him an amen. So be it. Come on, that was good. I feel it.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com. People connect.